Kula and Malachas Machshavas in the Sasek?
Are they both within
Hilchos Shabbos, or are they welcome back? Are there two dinim within Hilchos Shabbos, or is one halakha universal and the other halakha within Hilchos Shabbos? If so, which is which? That we've also seen is a machlokes harishonim, which is the Malachas Machshavas, and which is the Ba Prat, or the Masasek, the Balantosis, and the Ramban, at least Ramban's view in Abaya. If there is one halakha again, so is it a halakha of Dafka and Malachas Machshavas Asur Torah? If there's only one halakha, that seems to be the view of a group of Rishonim. Or is it only a universal halakha of Ba, Prat, L'Misasek? According to Rashi, that could group up the Machlokas in the Gemara between the Machlokas that flows from the Machlokas in Tanaim, which Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua in the Krisas, and how you read the continuation of the Gemara. So we have different views as to these relationships. How many? What is Shabbos? What is not Shabbos? Which one is which? And so on. And then, in addition to that, we have a broader question. And that is, what is the relationship between Misasek and Shkaga? Depending on what position you take on Misasek. One could take the view that Misasek is just an extension of Shkaga, Ptur Karban, but basically the same concept, which means that you have a Maisavera as much as you have Maisavera in Shkaga. And in theory, for example, things like Tana de Bechizkia, Kamle de Rabbe, would apply equally to Misasek as they do to Shkaga. Or do we go a step further? The fact that there is no Karban indicates that there's no Mais Avera either. Or if there is a Mais Avera, it's a disembodied Mais Avera, meaning there's no Tziruf Lagavra. It's also possible to make a distinction that I've suggested in another context that's very close to this. Again, a couple of years ago, when we spoke last year, I think also we spoke about Anus and other things, to make a distinction between whether something is viewed as a Mais Avera Mitzad HaGavra or Mitzad HaChefza. There are certain halakhos that depend on whether or not there was a Mais Avera, was the Chefz involved in a Mais Avera, as opposed to whether the Gavra, this particular Gavra, did the Avera. That might be different than the question, subtly different, but different than the question whether or not the problem is one of Tziruv or not. For example, it touched on the question of a Ne'avad, case of Onus. But we say Onus Rachmana Patre, or we say Onus Kaman Velo Ovid. If we really mean that there's no Mais Avera, right, do we mean that also Mitzad HaChefza, or can you make a distinction between those two things? The object was involved in a Mais Avera, just that the Gavra was not. So that's another distinction that needs to be looked at carefully. Okay, these are some of the issues that we've pursued. Just to elaborate a little more on one or two points, we mentioned the chiluk of Balitosis all over the place, which is between the Misasek of Shalala Machshavto, that's the one which is limited to Malachas Machshavas Asur Torah, and the distinction between and the Abaye Barava type of Misasek, which seems to be a more universal variety according to Balitosis. Just to contrast Balitosis, it's interesting to note, I think I gave you to look at it at the time, I don't have it here. The Tosa Rush in Ksubas and Hagosa Shri in Ksubas answer Tosas' question about the relationship between Dovashen and Miskabe and Misasek in a slightly different way. Does anybody have that? If I'm to see it? Moshe, saw it?
He wants to know why
is
Dovashen,
why is Dovashen and Miskabe not Chayev the Kova Lamavir like Makalko and Misasek? No, not that. That's a different issue. It only becomes a case of Malachshin and Tzricha L'Gufa in a case of Psikresha. That's a different. We'll get to that when we get to Psikresha. But the Hagosa Shri and Tulsa Rush give a different answer to the question. You only saw it?
He says, like Tulsa says,
correct. But instead of drawing the distinction between Olam HaShavta and Lo Olam HaShavta, as opposed to the other cases, right? He distinguishes between Isur Beheter, right? The case of Mila. There's the Hagosa Shri and the Tosas Harash both quote the Mila case of the Gemara in Krisis, which is a case where the Gemara discusses the Sasek being Chayiv, like Chovel Mavir, that's the point of distinction. That clearly Tosas Rosh and Hagosa Shri are going out of their way not to make the distinction that Tosas does, but still to draw a difference between Tavashin and Miskavein and the Sasek. It sounds like what emerges from Tosa Rosh and Hagosa Shri is that there's only one Misasek, and that Misasek is a din in Hilchos Shabbos, Melach Simach Shabbos Asra Torah. But it's not as expansive as Tosas is, because it doesn't include La'olam HaShavto per se. And there aren't two dinim either. The Bali Tosas is saying there are two dinim. Darshan and Miskavein, you know, in theory, might qualify for the universal one, except that it doesn't. Whereas the Agosa Shri and Tosa Rosh are arguing that it's B'lach Tzimach Shev Sasser Torah from beginning to end, but what's included in that is the cases above Prasa Misasek and a little bit more, but excluding Dov Shem Miskavein. I bring it to your attention just to get to show that some Rishonim draw the line in different places as to what is and what isn't Misasek and how many Misaseks there are. By the same token, I mentioned the Meiri in Sanhedrin, in Shabbos, here on our daf, in Shavuos, daf Yotes, in all the places, the Meiri makes it perfectly clear that there is only one Misasek, and that Misasek is in the Malachas Machshavas, Asra Torah. As for the Rambam, as we noted, there can be two explanations in the Rambam. On the one hand, as we noted, the Rambam in Perek Beis of the Shkogos Halacha Zayin, where he's not really talking about Shabbos, he's talking about Kol Torah Kula, there also mentions the contrast to Misasek that is popular, and that is a case that he himself describes as Malachas Machshavas Asra Torah. So again, if you were to look at the Rambam Tariq Beis Halacha Zayin, you would certainly walk away with the impression that the only Misasek that is popular is in Hilchos Shabbos. On the other hand, the problem with all that is that in Perek Yud Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis, of Machalos Asuros, there the Rambam does what he does not do in the Shkagos, and that is emphasize the factor of Shekein Nene. That's what we discussed the other day. The other anomaly in the Rambam, as we noted, is does the Rambam pass like Abaya or like Rava? So in Shkagos, Beis Zayin, it sounds like Abaya. In Machalos Asuros, Yud Dalet Beis, it sounds like the case is an Abaya case. In Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Aleph of the Shkagos, and Perek Aleph of the Shabbos, there it sounds like he paskets like Rava. These are the two problems to contend with in the Rava. There are more problems in the Rava. These are the problems that we mentioned. So what we suggested is that there are two possibilities to explain the Rambam. One is that the Rambam really holds that there is only one Halacha, and that is Melech Tzimach Shevis Asra Torah, like the Miri, those Rishonim. There's only Melech Tzimach Shevis Asra Torah. That's the only Misasek that exists. The problem with that is only Shekein Nene in Perek Yudalet Halacha Yud Beis, and that's what Simcha suggested, I think correctly, that you have to play down the Shekein Nene in the Rambam. That the Rambam's Shekein Nene is not an explanation why Makolos Asuros and not other areas of Halacha, but on the contrary, it's to preclude you from thinking that that Makolos Asuros, there might be another problem. Which would make Misasek Pater, even though there isn't Melech Tzimach Shevis Asra Torah, and that is that somehow, it would be the equivalent of Shelo Kederach Hana'asa. And as Simcha pointed out correctly, that the previous halachos in the Rambam deal with the problem of Shelo Kederach Hana'asa. So here the Rambam is saying, when there's no problem of Shelo Kederach Hana'asa, so then even Misasek is going to be chai, not because of Shekein Nene is not the Mechayiv, but the Shekein Nene is the way of accenting that, you know, that there is no such problem here, so it's, you know, just going to be treated like Shekein Nene brings it to the equivalent of Kol Torah Kula, where there's no Melech Tzimach Shevis, and therefore Melech Yechai. Again, you wouldn't have read it this way, if not for Hilchos Shkagos, but That's a way to read the Rambam. In which case, the Rambam has only one single Misasek, the Misasek of Malachim Hashem is also part. Now, that way would work well with the omission of Shekei Nena and Perek Beis as well. And it also works well according to the Pirush Mishnayos and Krisis. Because the Pirush Mishnayos and Krisis also omits Shekei Nena. Pirush Mishnayos and Krisis also emphasizes Malachas Machsheves Asra Torah. We have it on the Mishnah and Yutes. It's also interesting that the Pirush Mishnayos and Krisis describes Misasek, at least initially, the way that the Rebbe Gash does. You have it there?
Yeshiva Rabbi Shimon Ba'amar, Shefa Tepo Lulba El Prat Misasek, Kegon Shablon Iskavi Mulko Ko Ika. Aval, Misasek, Misasek, or Iskavi Mulko Te'enim Bilvad, Vodikir Novim Chayev.
Yeah. Again, the later Madura, the Rambam, that's changed to Pator. But in this early Madura, this is what it says. And earlier in the piece also, now if you had, in the beginning part of the Mishnah, it also says, Rabbi Elazar bar Prat ben Misasek, Rav Salama she'ein begamasa v'kavanasa la'osa maisa al kapanim. The earlier part. Rabbi Elazar bar kavanasa li'isasek v'liskok. Ve'ein etzlo hefresh bein she'ha maisa hi osa she'misasek bo ozulaso. V'hu potter b'shabes bilvad, v'shay ikar hamiti ha'misasek b'chalam marayos chayiv b'shabes potter b'lech l'machsheves asra Torah. So again, the earlier formulation as well, the emphasis is on, again, if you know the Rebbe Gash in Shavuos, Daf Yotes, so the emphasis of the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos, he's not mechavin to anything. You know, so it sounds like Abaya, the Rebbe Gash is reading of Abaya. It's not even mechavin lahagbia the nasa chaticha, but mechavin lahagbia is a way of saying lo mechavin lasos shum davar, klal, or he doesn't care what mice. He's miskaven lasos mice, misasik b'maisin, but doesn't care exactly what happens. It sounds very much Abaya driven, but at the same time, the key thing is that the Rambam omits shekei nena by chalav marayos, and he emphasizes b'lechtz machsheves asra Torah in the emphasis of Abil Shabbos. Okay, so that would work out again well. That's what we're saying is that even that Abaya is the definition of Misasek. And even that is Chayev in even that is Chayev in Kol HaTarakula. Kol HaTarakula is represented by Chalavim Barayas. There's nothing unique about Chalavim Barayas. Shekei Nena is neutralized. And that would work out well. Now this then I think Yonah asked me the other day, or Akiva, or both. So why would the Rambam mention Shekei Nena only in Macholos Asuros and not in Yisurei Bia? I think that's a good question. So I think I made a suggestion which I'll get back to. But for the moment, if we were to take the approach that according to the Rambam, the only Misasek is Malach Machshavas Asur Torah, and the fact of Shekei Nena is just mentioned, right, to establish that it isn't Shelo Kederach, or we don't view it as the equivalent of Shelo Kederach. So then maybe there's another explanation why the Rambam felt the need to say this specifically in Macholos Asuros and not in Yisurei Bia. And that is precisely because the problem of Shelo Kederach is a greater problem in Macholos Asuros than it is in Yisurei Bia. This is part of a larger discussion of the Rambam, but the Rambam's context that Simcha mentioned, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Yud, is really a chiddush of the Rambam in a way. The Rambam here explains that Kol Ochlin Asurim Eno chay v'leim ad sheyochal osan derech hanam. Chutz mi'basav v'chalav v'kelay akerem, shelo nemer behem achila alahotzi yisur achilasa b'loshen acheres. B'loshen bishul, b'loshen hektesh, v'yasar osan afilu shelo kederech hanam. Now the idea that basav v'chalav v'kelay akerem are unique and you're obligated even shalok kederach hanasa, and that's explicit. That's not the Rambam's kiddush. But there is a bit of a kiddush in the Rambam here, as the Nosa Kalim, and particularly the Mishnah Melech, points out. And that is that the Rambam says that the koha ochlin or asurin enochayokin ad shiokol kederach ana. In the Gemara, it's quite possible, and other Rishonim are probably the opinion, that kol isure hana ain't over im aleim el kederach hana asa. But the idea that macholos asuros, which are not isure hana, are only asur kederach hana asan, as opposed to kederach achilasan, that is a that seems to be a chiddush of the Rambam. Okay. The Rambam alludes to this also in Hilchos. Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, they have here, Parakei, I think I gave this, you just look at, Parakei Halacha Ches, where the Rambam says, V'medram amurim shein misrapin b'shari surin el b'makam sakana, b'zman shein derach ha'na'asa, k'mo sh'machilin sakola, shkatsim, masim, ha'chametz ha'pesach, ha'machilin osam yom ha'kippurim, aval shalo k'derach ha'na'asan, כגון שאוסל או רטי או מלוגמה מחמץ או מאורלה או שמשכן עושה בדברים שיש בהם מר מעורב עם יצורי מחל שאין להם דרך הנוע לכך וכך הרי זה מותר אפילו שלא במחל סכן חוץ מכלי הקרמה בעצם בכל עוד שאין עשרים אפילו שלא כדרך הנוע עושה So here there's a very long Mishnah Melech, a famous Mishnah Melech, where the Mishnah Melech discusses this point in the Rambam, and he points to Perek Gedalot Halacha Yud, and he points as well to Hilchos Macholos Asuros, Perek Ches, Halacha Tezayim, where the Rambam has another interesting shita. Second. Rambam here explains that Kol Machol Shu Asur Bahana Im Nena Velo Achal Kegon Shemachar Nasan Lagayu Leklavim Eina Loke V'makin Asur Makis Bardas V'adamim Mutarim and so on. So the Rambam has a famous shita that even if something is also b'achila b'hana, you only get malchus on the achila, not on the hana. And the Mishnah Melech links that up with this Rambam. In a sense, they look like they're maybe opposites, but upon further reflection, they're not opposites at all. They're part of a single shita. Right? The Rambam has a unique view about the relationship between achila and hana. So basically, the Rambam has a unique shita that macholos asuros have to be eaten kederech hanaasa, not just kederech achilasa. Okay, and then the Rambam also has a shita, and that is that isure hana, where you violate the isra hana, not the isra achila, doesn't get malchus. Okay, on the surface, they seem different. In one case, the Rambam is expanding the role of hana in achila. In the other case, the Rambam seems to be minimizing or diminishing the role of Hana in Hana, or expanding the role of Achila in Hana to the detriment of Hana in Hana. But those seem to be opposites. Then, of course, there's the famous, I think I did give you these on the Marmachomos. Michael, what else? Famous formulation of the Rambam about... in connection with this? Sefer Mitzvos? Kuf Pei Zayin?
Oh, yes. Yes, when it comes to, like,
I'll give you the context, you tell me what he says.
Okay.
Basav Chalov?
Basav Chalov, right. So they compare it to...
See, we work well together. Okay, go ahead.
So the Basav Chalov is in comparison to the Isser with the Kalavim, and whether Kalavim with Basav Chalov should be Usser. And the problem there is that Kalavim should go with Kachar, since Kalavim is learned out from the Kavanas.
But more simple. What does the Rambam try to explain? You saw the Rambam say for missiles?
Yeah.
What's he trying to explain?
Why Basav Chalov?
Why in Basav Chalov we count Bishul?
The Bishul
part, and we count the Achila part.
Right, because he says it's
But we don't count Well, you can be Suachila, but you don't have
the Isser. You don't have the Isser.
No, separately.
Right?
Okay.
He says every
Isser, Achila
is an
Isser. Oh, exactly.
Behind it.
Mikan, Royli, one of the most famous Rambams in Sefer Mitzvos. Al Shorish Gadol, Shalokidem Li Zichro. But the Rambam says, I'm the first person to point this out. Zesh Omis Barach, Los Vasho Gidi Bechalevi Mo, Nichba Tor Gimel Palvim, right? That teaches you three. So why is it that I'm only counting two in Sefer HaMitzvot? That's the question, correct? L'makshe sheyikshe v'yomar L'ezo davar manisa Yisra achilasa v'yisa bishula shtei mitzvot v'lo timane Yisra hanaoso mitzvah shlishis. So what's the answer? Why doesn't he?
Because the Yisra
excellent. Hine yada hamaksha sheisra hana in roi sheimana mitzvah b'fnei atzmo b'fnei shehu v'isra achila inyan echad sheha achila min mimine hana v'amur yizbarach b'davar shehu lo yachel amnam hu dimyo midimyone hana v'akavanu shelo yehena bo lo b'achila v'lo b'zulaso hu amarim, according to the Gemara Dini Kol Sha, mako komakam shenemelos Socha lo sochlu, lo yeachel, echad yisra achila, echad yisra no b'mashma, ad shi yiparit b'cha kasu, keder shepirit b'nevela. Basically, it's according to the Gemara in Kol Shah, which is that stam, every yisra achila is an yisra achila b'hana. Right? Unless the Torah tells you, dafka achila. Okay. The chiddush of the Rambam is that the Rambam understands this to be conceptually significant, not just factually important. In other words, you could say, yeah, that's, in terms of if you need to break the Torah's code, or to figure out what is Yisra Achila, what is Yisra Ana, so the Chazal tell us what that code is. Code is that Stam Yisra Achila is in Yisra Ana, Ad Shifarit L'cha Kasuv, to exclude that it's only Achila. So in terms of, breaking the code, in terms of knowing what's Machalas Asur, what's Yisra Ana, this is the rule of thumb. Right? The Rambam is saying it's more than that. It's more than that. The method of deriving this conclusion is conceptually important, conceptually relevant as well. What it really means is that there's a relationship between Yisra Achila and Yisra Hana. And not only is there a relationship between Yisra Achila and Yisra Hana, possibly, where they coincide, in other words, so why is it that the Torah reveals Macholas Asur, reveals Yisra Hana through Macholas Asuros? Achi Parit Lacha. Right? Again, if it's just a code, that's the end of the story. But basically what the Rambam is saying is, because when you have Yisra Achila and Yisra Hana, you should know, his formulation here is, Meshehu v'Yisra Achila inan echad, sh'Achila min mimini Hana. Achila is a form of Hana. Achila is a specialized, most intense form of Yisra Hana. That's what's significant about Achila. So it says Achila, Achi Parit Lecha means Achila in all of its dimensions, the intense and the more diluted, basically. Now, the question that arises then is, what about cases where the Torah is Mefaret? Where the Torah says, only Yisra Achila and not Yisra Hana. So in that case, is there any significance to Hana or not? But you could have said the whole thing is a code, and even whether together they're two different things. But this is the Torah's secret method of conveying to us. Oh, clearly the Rambam thinks that's wrong. Good. But what about where the Torah says Achila and it's Dafka Achila? So then you could say it has nothing to do with Hana. Or no. Even then, is it Achila b'Torah a specialized, intense Hana? And there still remains some significance to the concept of Hana. How would that express itself? How would that express itself, Toby? Exactly. That even Macholos Asuros, in order to be Chayiv, have to be Kederech Hanaasa. That seems to be one integrated Shitas Aramba. By the same token, where you have Ad Shapirat, where you don't have Pirat Lecha, so you have Achila and Hana, you have them together. Right? But if they really aren't two different things, so then you have to ask yourselves, if they're two different things, so probably if one is Mechayev Malchus, the other is Mechayev Malchus. But if they're the same, but one is a more intense and the other is more diluted, so it's possible that one is Ikar and the other is Topel of the same thing. In other words, the Onesh that the Torah speaks about, the Malkus, is used up. If they're too different, it's just, you know, Gilui HaTorah, that there's this and there's that. So it's quite possible that this is different and that is separate, and, you know, they're separate Mechaidim. But if it's one and the same, so it's quite possible that it's Ikar V'Tafel, and therefore you don't get Malkus on the Hana, because the Malkus and the Hana is subsumed already in the more intense Malkus in the Achila. Almost like a Lav Shebeklalos situation. A certain type of Lav Shebeklalos situation. By the same token, in terms of Minyan and Mitzvos, we also understand well why you're not going to count separately. And then, of course, there's another piece of this puzzle, and that is... One other piece, Michael? Saw it? No. The Pirshim Shnayis? Akiva?
The Enes Chalas are...
Yeah, that's the Pirshim Shnayis and Krisus. Right? Yudhiyam Olamid Beis. Called the... Otherwise known as the Kudah Bifla, the Rambam. So what does the Rambam say there?
He says that if you cook Chalev in Chalav...
Yeah, Chalev in Chalav...
So you
have to have good reading skills to read this Rambam and Pirshim
Shnayis. Chela would only be, normally would just be an Isra Chila, like an Avela, but Baskar Chala has Isra Chila also. So he says that normally you'd say an Isra Chala, it's not an Isra Mosif because of the fact that the Isra Chila and Isra Chila are really one. So.
Yeah. So that's the Nekuda Nikla, where he says, let's just read it very quickly. We can see the Rambam is very excited about this topic. And it's strewn out, again, there's two important Rambams in Ochos Machalos Asuros, one very important one in the Yesod HaTorah, right? One in Sefer Mitzvos, one in Pirshim Mishnayos, but you definitely see the pattern here. So the V'nasanu Akshav Nekuda Nifla, Anu Miyad in Alela Pishim Mavteach L'inyonim Acherim, Humusaf Almash Yeshua Midik to Kaim. Kazeshi Adua, who Shavasa Bakala Vasabana. Hakela Derek Bisho Mutabahana. The Kashi Hushal Hakela the Makala, Lame no Kal Isa Basa Bakala Valisa Kela, who a Hekesh bin the Vela, Shu Isa Mosif, Kamashamar Nukan, the Kela Bakadshim. We have chelav kadshim, so the kadshim is also b'hana. The chelav is only also b'achila. So we say that if it's the meila adds hana to the meila adds hana to the chelav. And the schayv alachila sa meila nefishin nifelsu ba'isur hana. At shuv al zeh shebaser b'chalav neser b'hana mepnei she'asur akasav b'achila. Now it's interesting, in the Sefer HaMitzvos the formulation is that Achila is a form of Hana, right? I can point this out, but I lost it already. Is it here somewhere? No. Oh. Okay. So Achila min mimine Hana. Here, the Nekuda Nifla, the Rambam's emphasis is opposite. The Fishin, the Shabbasa B'chal of Asur, but basically they're two sides of the same coin. In one case the Rambam is emphasizing that Achila is Hana, in the other case he's emphasizing that the source of Hana is Achila. It's two sides of the same coin. You can either say that Achila is the most intense form of Hana, or you can say that Hana is a dilution, it's Achilas HaChefza, not Achilas HaGavra, if you want to say it that way. Again, the Rambam was enormously impressed with that makar, which is further proof, again, for the idea that how you learn things often, not always, but how you learn things may often reflect the nature of what it is that you're learning. The ein shom kasuv she'osar achilaso. Because of Isra Anaso, Rak Shnei Hon Yanim Yachad from Isra Basa B'Chalav. Yafika kishalu omrim inisachal iser lo yachol iser basabakalav al iser levela. V'lo haya aser bahana. Avon hu mutter bahana. V'ochel menu loke mishum levela v'ein shein iser basabakalav kalika l'kishalu chal. V'lo tia kushu b'mikom omedes. V'yikamo chelab kachim b'shabah. Elam amarno olav shehu aser bahana kamo shon omrim b'kachim v'ochel menu reno chayim b'shum basabakalav az haya roi lahakshos. Ina damar chayim. Ela anu omrim shum basar zeh. Bechalav lo neser b'hana ela tira hamishna amra b'feirush shabasa b'hem b'tmeyam b'utal levash tonon tzor. Okay, basically, the rest of the difficulties I'll leave for another time. So basically, if you look at the Rambam, you have Sefer Mitzvot, you have Pirush Mishnayos, different, opposite almost formulations there too, in terms of which one is achila hana or is hana achila. But as I say, I think two sides of the same coin, basically. And the Rambam's formulations, I think, are not coincidental either. In Sefer Mitzvot, he's trying to explain that you don't count Hana separately. So he's explaining because you already counted the Hana in the Achila. In Pirush Mishnayos, he's trying to explain why the Hosafa of Isra Hana and Basa B'chalav isn't really a Hosafa. So he's explaining because Hana doesn't really exist in its own right. Hana is an extension of Achila, which you already have in Chelev, even though that Chelev happens not to be a Chelev which goes all the way to Hana, but Hana generally is just an extension of Achila. That doesn't constitute, technically there is Hosafa, but it's not Al Pidin and Isra Moses. I think the emphasis in each place is understandable. But then when you add that to the comment that even a regular Isra Achila is not, requires Kedera Hana, and even a regular Isra Hana doesn't get Malkus on its Hana. Going to put it all together, what emerges in the Rambam is a very coherent view about the relationship between Achila and Hana. Having said that, so is it possible, given this unique relationship of Hana and Achila in the Rambam, to explain that Dafka in Inuchos Macholos Asuros, against this background, in the context of Misasek, the Rambam says Shekeinena. Whereas in Nuchas Yisurei Bia, the Rambam just doesn't even require it, but the Rambam just has the cases. It's not Melech Machsheves, any kind of Misasek would be Chayiv. We might have thought in Nuchas Machalos Asuros, this is the requirement of Derech Hana, there's a din of Derech in Achila, so you might have thought you need Kavana too. Meaning, achila isn't just a maisa. Achila, you know, is a more complex maisa. And therefore, maybe you know, to be nana, you have to be miskave. Or the point isn't that the hana is part of a larger definition of what achila is. Even the machalas asuros, kamash milan, shekei nana. The important thing is, as long as you're nana and it's kederech, that's all that we care about. And then it's like any other Isur. Now, instead of saying that Macholos Asuros and Isurei Bia are unique, Shekein Nana, and therefore they defy the normal Ptur of Misasek according to this perspective, what we're saying is the contrary. Only Misasek only exists in Nechus Shabbos. There's one other area where you might have thought that the effect of Misasek would be important, and that is in Macholos Asuros. Kamash Milan, that even though there's a requirement of Kederech, Hana'aso, even for Achila, and so on, all we require is Hana, because what we're concerned about is that without Kederech Hana, there really isn't Kederech Achila either. But it's not because there's a greater requirement of Kabana, or Maisa, per se, the Machalos Asuros. So the Shekeinena, the Rambam, which makes it the equivalent of Miskaven, which is what we're bothered by, is the Rambam's way of saying, you know, Machalos Asuros does have unusual halachos, which might make it vulnerable to Misasek, but the Shekeinena compensates for that. And therefore, since it's not Melech Smachsheves, it's going to be Chayev, yeah.
Why is it that the Gemara says
doesn't help me for It doesn't help me so much for the language of the Gemara. I'm trying to add with this, I'm trying to explain with this why it is that the Rambam mentions Shekeinena, the Rambam mentions Shekeinena in Hokus Macholos Asuros, but he does not mention it in Yisra'el Bi'im. So that, I'm trying to actually accomplish two things at the same time. One, I'm trying to explain how it could be that Misasek is limited to Melech Tzimachshavas Asur Torah, and yet the Rambam says Shekeinena, which implies anything in between would be a problem of Misasek. As far as that's concerned, I think there are other ways to explain it. But it is noteworthy that the Rambam omits Shekeinena in Hilchos Shkagos and in Hilchos Yisra'evi. Then, whatever explanation I'm trying to give for Macholos Asuras, I'm trying to explain why it's Dafka for Macholos Asuras, because it doesn't appear that way in Yisra'evi. But in Hanami, in terms of the Gemara itself, right, the line of the Gemara is not being... again, but in Pirshim Shnayis, when he quotes it, he drops the line of Shekeinena too. So it could be, I mean, a Gil Drama would say to you, if you confronted him with the line, he would say, you know, Kalamba Rayos, Shekeinena, you know, the Shekeinena part refers to that it's not considered Shaloka Derech, or that it's not in both, or in one of the two. But for the Rambam, it appears, if you interpret this way, that Kalamba Rayos is a proxy for Kal Tara Kula. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he basically is counting the Achila and not the Hanah. He is counting the Hanah and not the Achila. He's just he's counting the intense Hanah. The word Achila for the Rambam basically means the intense Hanah. But that's the one for which I'll just add it to what he says in Perek Yud Dalet Halacha Yud in Machalos Asuros. I'm sorry, Perek Ches Halacha Tazayin in Machalos Asuros, and that is, that's the Ikar Alav. That's the one you're getting Malkus for. Generally. So, in a way, though he counts Achila, when you see the word Achila in the Rambam, what you're really saying is, he counts Super Hana, he doesn't count Extended Hana. Right, it bothers us only if we don't look at it from the perspective of Rambam. Because if you see this is too separate, then it's a problem. But okay.
Yeah. The Rambam in the Perek Tzav Machalos Asuros seems to say that Hana is not also Midoraisa by Bas Machal.
Yeah, that's strange.
He seems to say it's only also Midoraisa Oprim, and that's why it wouldn't be a Sicha Mitzvos, because it's
a... No, that's, again, that's not the Drabbanon, according to the way I understand it, works in well.
Right. Yeah. So that would answer the question why he doesn't. No, because only if the extension from a field to no only works on the
right, but it's what you're saying is absolutely correct, and it adds an additional point. But it really it's two sides of the same coin of what I just said.
Right.
In other words, the Rambam's use of divrei sofrim is because the Torah isn't explicit about the hana part, and the Rambam understands that it's not just the language of the Torah, but that's on the contrary in the hierarchy. Divrei sofrim is the Rambam always, my understanding at least, the Rambam's extensions. Because there's the hierarchy, there's what's, you know, the Yisoda Davar and the extension. So again, the Hana in the Rambam is just the diluted state of the Achila. The formulation Parakas works in with that as well. Okay, so this is a big explanation for, if you want to put together Pirshim Shnayis and make Shkagos the central one, we'll go with the Simcha's idea in Perek Yedal HaLachia base. But obviously, then what about Yisra'el Bi'ah and so on? Okay. The other side of the coin, the other possibility in the Rambam, I just repeat, because I still think it doesn't work so much in Pirshim Shnayis, but I think in Mishnah Torah, the alternative is to say that the Rambam believes that there are two dinim of Misasek. There's Melech Machsheves Asur Torah, and there is Ba Prat L'Misasek. It's no coincidence that, again, the other perspective, we also explained this, but in a different way. But basically, if you say there are two dinims, so then the citation of Abaya's cases in Machalos Asuros and in Shkagos Perek Beis is to tell you, if not for the factor of Shekeinena, Misasek would apply here. As for the contrast to Melech Machsheves Asur Torah, Shekeinena is not going to help you in Hilchos Shabbos. Even though it does help him call it Tarakula. There are two chidushim on Hilchos Shabbos. One is Shekeinene is still Melech Machsheves Asra Torah, still a chisaron. And the second is what the Rambam develops in Perek Aleph Hilchos Shabbos and in Perek Zayin Hilchos Shkagos, and that is that there's also a Rava type Misaseh in Hilchos Shabbos. Namely, even where it's not a different Maisa. So there are two chidushim to Melech Machsheves Asra Torah. One is Rava, and it may be even less than Rava, versus Abaya. And secondly, no impact to Shekeinene. So basically you end up with three levels. In Macholos Asuros and Yisurei Bia, even the cases of Abaya are Chayev Shekeinene, even though the Rambam omits it. We have to rely on what he says in Macholos Asuros. In Kol HaTorah Kula, Abaya is Misaseik, and anything less than Abaya is not. And Hilchos Shabbos, even Rava is Misaseik, and even Shekeinene is Misaseik. That's the alternative explanation of the Rambam. Now there's another issue in the Rambam, and that is the question that the Ravid raises against the Rambam, and that is in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Shabbos. Namely, Sammy, what problem? What's the problem with the Rambam of the Shabbos? Sammy?
No.
Perek Aleph, what's around the Shita in Perek Aleph of the Shabbos? There he has several halachos dedicated to... the Rambam starts Perek Aleph of the Shabbos, and the Rambam is klalim. Right? That's our topic right now, the klalim. So, again, he has it in a different order than we're doing it, a little bit. Well, not completely. So again, he starts off with the Asay Malav, which we did. And then he starts with the other klalim. He starts off with Davshen and Biskavin. Then he goes to Malachshen and Tzricha Legufa. And then the third case is Misasek. Sammy, so what's... What?
The same object, then time. The same...
If he... One more time? If he...
Hidlik
to Hidlik. Hidlik to Hidlik. That's not the same... Same type of object. Say min, you're chayev. No, he doesn't paskin like Rav Nachman in the Gemara in Kshisis either, right? Niskavin l'chabo zezev v'chiba azer, niskavin l'hadlik azev v'hidlik azer, which is the same as niskavin l'achtoch es mechubar zev v'chadach mechubar acher, is what? Chayev. And yet, what is pater? What bothers the Ravid? Which case? Let's say he does everything that he wants to do, but he did it in the wrong order. That's also the case in the Gemara, right? So there he paskins. Do you have it in front of you?
Yeah.
Here, read it very quickly. Yes, quickly. Call him Iskavin. So first of all, you can see already, the Rambam does use the expression Onasas Machshavto, which is Melech Machshavas issue, clearly. But the formulation is, he's miskaven lasas malacha A, and he ends up doing malacha B. Right? You can already see that it's not tosis, miskaven lechefza zu v'ala biyado chefza acheres, doesn't seem that's going to be misasek. Right? But a difference in the pu'ula, sa malacha, even though he's miskaven l'isa, but he's miskaven lebone, and he ends up doing choresh. Right? That is misasek. Okay, go ahead. Ketzad? So again, different malachos, and certainly if there's a discrepancy between Isser and Heter, or even Isser Chamor and Isser Kal. So you see the factor of, the halachic factor, let's call it, in the Rambam, is very crude, is important. Okay, go ahead. So here's where the Rambam accents Rava, right? Even though in Perek Beis of Gogos and Makolos Asuros, he talks about Abaya, right here he emphasizes Rav. That's part of the deal that we made before, which works according to either of our suggestions. Okay, go ahead. Eskavein. Again, perfectly clear this is a din of Malach Machsheves, but here the Rambam is Mechadesh, right, even if it's the same Malacha but a different min, or even if it's a different order of the meaning. Right, that too would constitute Misasek, even though there's no discrepancy of Chiyuv and Ptur, or even Kal and Chomor in Chiyuv and Ptur. All these are included in the Rambam's pretty wide definition of Meleches Machsheves, including Rava, which he subsumes under Meleches Machsheves. It's not a separate din of Ba, Prat, Misasek, clearly. Okay, which again, definitely works out with the Rimigash, no matter how you look at it. Either that's all there is, or even if there are two dinim, but the two dinim, the second din, the universal one, is Abai, it's not Rava. Okay, go ahead. Payula Panav. So here's where the Rambam parts company with Bali Tosis, and with that day in the Gemara increases. Okay, go ahead. Olamaz Dome, Olamaz Dome. Even though Lo Nasa Totsa, so here's where the Ravid jumps in and says basically, you don't have to read the whole thing, but basically, Bani Tema Ichashav Kazos, Shim Chashav Lulko Teina Vakakacha Navi Venefacha Davar Yapatur, because Chashav Lahadla Gazubi Hidla Gazu Yachayev, Zesh also Kalam Alapash Chashav Lasas Patav, Zesh also Klum Yachayev Timon Levav Uze. Okay, so what do you think about that? This is very fascinating. Once we, you know, what's considered misasek, you know, factually? And what are the patterns? So what's the answer for the Rambam? It sounds like the Ravid has almost like a Bali Tosis mentality here. In the sense that their Meleches Machsheves, Asur Torah, is very focused on the... Sammy? Shlomo? On the object, and on the result. Right, on the Cheftza. So then, from that point of view, the Ravid is 100% right. How is it possible that you don't get what you want, you're Chayiv, but if you get what you want, but in the wrong order, then you're Potter? Right, which is a greater disappointment in terms of your goal? If you're goal-oriented, then the Ravid is right. I mean, the Ravid isn't really saying what Potter says either. The Ravid is really saying Mimadoshah. If you want to make the distinction in Chiyuv and Ptur, or even Chiyuv Gadol and Chiyuv Katan, or even Chiyuv Zeb, Chiyuv Acher, or Isur Zeb, Isur Acher, he's saying that's all, there's a great enough discrepancy in all those cases to qualify as Misasek. But if you want to talk about, if already you want to talk about, order, and then, you know, Isurim and Isurim, essentially Chiyuvim and Chiyuvim, and you think that there still can be Misasek, so apparently you're defining Misasek in terms of goals, not in terms of mistaken Isurim. Chashav Lasos Heter, or Chashav Lasos Isur Kal, or Chashav Lasos Isur Echad V'Asa Isur Acher. You're talking about goals. You're talking about goals. How can it be that getting what you want is a bigger Misasek than not achieving your goal? That's the Rebbe's question. He calls that Timahun Levav. What's the answer? Daniel, what's the answer? Exactly. If the only alternative beyond Isur and Heter was the Chetza and the goal and the being happy with the results, then the Rav would be absolutely correct. But there's another element in all of this, and that is, what about Tos B'maisa? It could be that according to the Rambam, all these are Tos B'maisa, just that they're defined in different ways. It's a Tos B'maisa if you think you're doing the right same thing or a similar thing, but you get it wrong, you some answer. Al Pidin, halachically, that's a Tos B'maisa. And if you try to do A before B and you end up doing B before A, even though you're very happy with the result, there's no, you don't lose any sleep over the result. But the fact is, on a Maisa level, doing A before B instead of B before A is, is a mishap. It's a misperformance, a misaction. From a Maisa perspective, this is a bigger problem. According to the Rambam, the difference between Min Echad and Shnei Minim apparently is not in the goal. It's that if I try to do Te'ena Zu and I do Te'ena Acheres, that's considered only a result and goal. But it's considered the same action. Basically, there's no difference Al Pidin in that action. If I do try to do Shchoros and Levanos, because they're different visually, even though they're not different halachically, that's considered a different Maisa. So there are several, again, this is complex questions, because there are several issues here. One is, what is the halachic criterion, really? Conceptually, what is the mechayev here? And the second question is, and what determines or dictates as far as that goal is concerned, or as far as that definition is concerned? I might have thought that, you know, Te'enim and Anavim, or Shchoros and Levanos, what do they have to do with actions? For the Rambam, they do. And there's another distinction to be made in the Rambam. Go ahead. Aval? Yeah, that's also very interesting. Go ahead. As long as you don't do it, if you didn't do it the way you thought, but it's not enough of the discrepancy, right, that too is okay for the Rambam. That's important. Okay, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. Kolam Eskavim. Okay, so if you do X, if you're trying to do X and you do X plus, according to the Rambam, that's not Misasek. Aval? If you're trying to do X and you do X minus, that is a lack, that's a misasek. It's very important. Okay, go ahead. Okay, you dolly, go ahead. Oh, Tetzad. So basically, why is it halacha yud dalet any different than halacha yud beis? In yud dalet, what's he saying? He tries to write shimo and then he writes shame. He tries to be oreg a beged and he's oreg shtei arigos. In that case, he's trying to do x. He wants to do x plus and he ends up doing x. So why isn't that misasek? So apparently, the Rambam, this is another very important distinction of the Rambam, namely, apparently, that's not X and X plus. Or that's not X plus and X. X plus is qualitative. This is quantitative. The difference between shame and shimon, again, one thing emerges in the Rambam, which may not be true according to Balitosis, and that is, if the issue was, did he achieve his goal? Right, he didn't achieve his goal. In both cases, he didn't achieve his goal. Not in halacha yud beis, not in halacha yud dalet. But the Rambam is saying is, in halacha yud beis, it's about the quality of the action, of the performance. In halacha yud dalet, it's about the quantity of the performance, apparently. So according to the Rambam, it's more of the same. Whereas the other one, it's the quality. So the Rambam says, quantity is not misasek. Quality is misasek. That's also the other Rambam I think I gave you to look at. Where's that one? In Perek. What's the Rambam Shita about Dalet and Ches? Beis Dalet, Dalet Ches? Miskaven? Where is it? Yud Dalet? What is it? Yud Dalet? Chav. Kabbalah?
No.
Yud Gimel Kabbalah? Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Sammy. Okay, so what is this again? He tried to throw Ches, and he ended up only doing Dalet. Nasa Kashira Hamalacha Venasis Machshavto. What's that similar to? Exactly, that's like Halacha Yadalet, namely that's like Shem Yishimo. Right? In other words, that isn't he tried X plus and he did. X plus means it's a qualitative. It's not X and. It's X plus with a circle around it. Not X plus. That's the distinction we're making here, maybe. Not a better X, but X and X in addition. So there's no discrepancy of Chiyuv and Ptur. Right? And in addition to that, so it's considered Nasis Machshavto. It isn't really Nasis Machshavto in a way, because he didn't get everything that he wanted. If Malach Machshavas means he gets exactly the result that he aimed for, then he's short here. Right? Okay. But basically he's Chayiv in this case. Shadav Yadua. Aval. Yeah, the peacock if he says call makam shir, so that's fine. Okay, so there the second halacha we understand the skaven lizrok arba v'nach besof shmona, so that's going to be masasek. It's not where he wants it to be, but if it's he wanted it to traverse this area, and it went even further. That's not a chisaron of Misase, because that's within. That's very fascinating. Rashi disagrees at this point. And this halakha of Niskave Lizro Ches Nizarak Dalid. That's Rashi in Hazorek. That's the big machlokes on the Shonim and Sugin Babakama and Sugin Hazorek. Rashi disagrees. Rashi considers that to be a problem of Misase, a lack of. Malachas Machshavas. So that itself is a fascinating distinction that the Rama makes between a qualitative disappointment and a quantitative disappointment. And Rashi disagrees. Rashi disagrees. Okay. There's another argument within the Rambam, just sort of drawing the final line, and that is. What is the Rambam's shita about the machlokas between Rashi and Tosas? Does the Rambam believe that misasek, malachas machshavas, asher Torah is only cases where he misacts? Or is it even cases where he misidentifies? Like Tosas. So that's a machlokas, that seems to be machlokas, between the Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah and the reading of the Rambam. But the Lecha Mishnah reads the Rambam that Misasek is always like Rashi. Where it's not Nimtza Mechubar, but Niskavein Letalush V'chatach Mechubar. That's another wild card in the Rambam. In any case, the total view of the Rambam that emerges is very interesting. In terms of what is Misasek and what is simply Shgaga, and what is not a discrepancy in Kavanoso at all. Okay. The Meiri suggests a distinction between the Rashi Tosas issue, for example, between halachic and non-halachic misaseks. In other words, when it comes to that's the Meiri here in Shabbos. When it comes to a halachic discrepancy, you can have misasek even if there's no physical discrepancy. But if there's no halachic discrepancy, then you need the physical discrepancy. In other words, in the case of, Meiri says, in the skavein lizrok base, vizarak arba, that would be misasek, even if it's niskaven v'nim niskaven shahu base v'nimta arba. Does he just see his the way he gauges distances is off? He thinks it's two, and he's okay, and he ends up doing four. But he threw it exactly, put it exactly where he wanted it. So the Miri says, in that case, he'll hold basically like Balei Tosis. Right? Even though there's no physical mistake, it's only a mistaken evaluation, but nonetheless, that will be Misasek. However, he says, if it's Niskaven Lizro Kedalin, Bizarak Ches, now again, according to the Rambam in that case, what's the halacha? The Skavan Lizro Dal Bizarak Ches? Even according to the Rambam, that's the case of Misasek. Right. Rambam says the Skavan Ches Bizarak Dal is the other case. Right. So, what will happen in the case in the Skavan Lizro Dalid Bizarak Ches? So the Miri says only if he throws it further than he wanted. If he makes a mistake thinking that it's Dalid and it turns out that it's Ches. Since there's no discrepancy between Chiv and Trukas, either way there's Chiyuv, so that's not Misasek. It's only if he wanted to put it here and he threw it, he didn't know his own arm strength, and it went further, went four almost further, then and only then is the Chisaron of Misasek. So that's an interesting question. It's an interesting problem. Okay. Which brings us, I see our time's almost up, but let's, which brings us back to Rashi and Tosfos for just a minute. That is, as we said, the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos could be a technical machlokas about, how, what is Misasek and what is Shvada. Or it could really reflect, as might the argument between the Rambam and the Ravid, a much more basic argument, and that is getting back to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Udi Inei, that issue, namely, is Misasek a lack of Maisa Veira, or is it just a more intense form of a lack of Kavana or Shkaga? So it's possible, again, that that Rashi, who requires that there always be a physical discrepancy, this is that could be the machlokas of Abaye and Rava qualitatively. Let's just say that Rava Gufa says that it's also two different mice. But so too we could have the similar argument between Rashi and Tosis. Could be that Rashi always thinks that Misasek is a lack of Maisa Veira. Therefore it has to be qualitatively different than Shkaga. Can't just be an intellectual error, it has to be a physical error. Whereas the Balei Tosfos think that Misasek is a form of Shkaga, and therefore intellectual error is enough. It's possible. There may be another element to it as well, or maybe these are not mutually exclusive. We already noted that there's a debate between Rashi and Tosfos more generally about Shkagos. Namely, Jonathan? What debate between Rashi and Tosfos about Shkagos? Back in our back couple of Dapin. Samaches on the base. Very, very big issue. Important issue. Aaron? No, that's okay. That's true. But, there's that argument, but what else? On Shkagos, how you define Shkagos generally? Not what kind of idea brings you to the carbon, but what is a Shkaga? Very important argument. Which case? Ellie? Yeah. What does Rashi hold? That Omer Mutter is certainly Omer Mutter of the Tinuk Shenishba, or at least the Mevatel Kulo variety, is not shkaga, but onus. And Tosas disagrees. Tosas says in rotseach, when it comes to galus, amar mutter is perhaps not shogeg, but it is shogeg when it comes to kabanos. Correct. So is it possible that the machlokas here is connected to the machlokas there? At least one should look at this possibility. Okay, meaning, the Balei Tosas have already expanded Shkaga in a way. For them, Omer Mutter is part of Shkaga. For them, a physical improper evaluation maybe is misasek. Maybe that's the difference. Maybe most Shkaga, or classical Shkaga, is a case of Omer Mutter, basically. Right, that's a real intellectual error. Intellectual knowledge error. Halachic error. And Choshav X v'nimtza Y, about the Cheftza, not about the Halacha. Maybe that could be Misasek. With according to Rashi, basically, not all cases, but most cases of the classic cases of Omer Mutter are not Shkaga anyway. Right, they're onus. So what is the classic case of Shkaga? And we see this in the Rashi in the beginning of Krisis, as we saw already, and on Beis Amid Aleph. What's the classic case of Shkaga? Kesavor. Right, where he makes a physical misidentification, not a halachic error. So physical misidentifications are for Rashi, are Shkaga. Therefore, what needs to be misasek? A physical mistake. Not a physical miscalculation or misidentification. So it could be that there's a relationship, not foolproof, there are ways out of it, perhaps, but there's a relationship between the argument on one side of Shkaga to the relation to the question of the other side of Shkaga. In the hierarchy of Ones, Shkaga, Misasek. Either way, it's Rashi is pretty consistent about the fact that the Kesavor cases are cases of Shkaga, not Misasek. Again, it's very much highlighted by Shkutei Chutz. Rashi seems to say this in pretty much most of the places. One or two problems, but Sanhedrin, Rashi in Shavuos, Rashi here, of course, in Shabbos, which gets all the attention, Rashi in Krisos. Right, the cases that Rashi calls misasek are all cases where he makes a physical error, pretty much. Let's say kasavar behemas chulenu v'shachato bachutz. What is that according to Rashi? Rashi increases, Ephraim?
Shogeg.
Rashi says it explicitly on the base, Amid Aleph. And what does Tosfos call it? Where?
In Ayin Gimel.
Exactly. So it's almost across the board. The Balei Tosfos were a little bothered by this, because even though they think that Omer Mutter, many of the cases, Tosfos says, well, what is Shkaga? Omer Mutter. Which is what leads me to believe that there might be a connection between the two issues. Rashi doesn't like saying Omer Mutter or Shkaga. Right. But even Balei Tosfos seem to agree that there are some Kesavor cases, right, which are Shkogos. So how will they navigate that? So Tosfos in Krisos is a very important line. David, you saw it? Chaim? And Daf Yutes? Aryeh, you saw it? Michael? You have it there? Okay, so what's he saying basically? That's what he's trying to figure out. Right, he's trying to navigate, he's basically trying to say there are two types of misidentifications. Right?
Omer Mutter means that it's something that everyone knows is out there, but he
case of Shogeg, Tazik is where he intends to do something that everyone who knows if
he had his physical facts right. In other words, basically what Tosis in Croesus is trying to suggest is that there are two types of misidentifications. One, they both might be physical in a way, but one is, you know, halachic slash physical, and the other is physical slash physical, with a halachic consequence. That's essentially what he's saying. The ones that are halachic slash physical, meaning the reason that he misidentifies the object is because of his ignorance. If he would be knowledgeable, he wouldn't make, never mind the halachic mistake, he wouldn't make the physical mistake either. Right? Any knowledgeable person would understand what he's dealing with. That is a shkaga. But if a person makes a reasonable physical mistake that doesn't flow from halachic ignorance, and that if even knowledgeable people could conceivably make, that misidentification is misasek. And basically, Rashi seems to be saying, no, we require even more than that. Any misidentification, any intellectual error, even if it's not halachic intellectual, or even halachic physical, even if it's physical, with halachic consequences, is still not misasek. Misasek is only when I misfire, when I misact, when I think that what I'm about to be doing is, I think I'm, you know, about to do something to person X, and then I end up actually, you know, angling, you know, my shot or whatever, I end up, you know, hitting person Y. So you can see that there's a struggle here to figure out what exactly the line between shkaga and misasek, and on the other side, anus, really is. In connection with that, so it's important to note the ha'ara of the Milchas Baruch, I think I told you to look at. Milchas Baruch says that even Balei Tosfos, right, who seem to, again, minimize the discrepancy between shkaga and misasek, even they will agree that you need something like Rava's type of misasek for the Kol HaTorah Kula variety in any way. And that is that even Rava doesn't really think, this goes back to the question that we raised, what we know why Abaya doesn't agree with Rava. Abaya considers Rava's case to be shkaga, not misasek. Rashi says that explicitly in Sanhedrin. He says Abaya thinks that Rava's case is shkaga, not misasek. Why? Because he's niskaven al samaisa. There's a difference between chiyuv and ptur. Okay, but so what? Chiyuv and ptur is not yet enough for a misasek, especially according to Rashi. You can understand that. But what does Rava think about his own case? Right, that we're not sure about. But as we noted, according to the Rinnegash and according to the Ramban, right, it's clear that even Rava will agree with Abaya's assessment of his case. And his argument is on the nature of misasek. Inochanami, chatichas talish, chatichas mechubars, osadavar. Right? But, nonetheless, I think this is misasek. The Meiri also says that, by the way. Rava thinks that there's misasek even though it's osadavar. Even though chatichas a chaticha. But the Milchas Baruch says the other interpretation. He says, at least you have to have what you have in Rava. That is, Rava will tell you that the discrepancy isn't only Chiyuv and Ptur. You have the Milchas Baruch there? Oh, good. You have the line? Good.
The Avagav the Shul of the Rava, the Miskali Mahath, the Tav, the Chazah, the Kubar, Pater, Mishum Zeh, Haya Pater, Hamisazik, the Pater, the Pater, the Kubar, Mikomako, Mishovet, Bachutz, Kasav, Shem, Kulam, the Yimsa Kodesh, will have a Misazik.
Why?
The time of the milso, the miskaven matach as a tov chavis hamachubar, habemes apilu chaticha demachubar nami lo havi moacha. The apilu kishachotech mechubar kol yom kozman shlo oka davar miyidula vakarka lo havi moacha. Imkain hamalacha v'masha oker shem mechubar miyidula.
So basically what he's saying is that even though physically there may seem to be very little difference between chatichas mechubar and chatichas talur, since halachically there's all the difference in the world between them, that is a sufficient discrepancy. But that is now, if you don't have something similar to that, if you're talking about shchute chutz or shchute pnim, it's the same kind of shchita, it's the same shchita. Right, so in one case you're chayim, in one case you're potter. But here, the halachic physical difference is important. That's the pshat in Rava, according to the... But he was a Talmud of... that's from Baruch Krinker, he was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Mivolozhin. Yeah, some interesting simanim in the Sefer. So according to him, even according to Bali Tosas, even in the Kesavor case, even within Rava, there remains discrepancy. So basically what we've seen, we're going to stop here, is that there really is a tremendously wide range of views, both conceptually and practically, in terms of what is the difference between Shogeg, what defines Misaseg, what is the difference between Misaseg and Shogeg, and what constitutes a different maisa, a difference in identification, halachic identification, physical identification, physical identification due to lack of halachic knowledge, physical misidentification on its own. And even in where something looks like a physically similar action, chaticha the chaticha, again, whether the halachic definition isn't the one that according to Rava, which is Kobeya, which brings it a lot closer to Abaya, maybe that's good for the Machlokes between Rava and Abaya. Whether or not Rava says there's no difference between lahagbiya satalush and lachtoch es amechubar or lachtoch es satalush v'lachtoch es amechubar. Halachically, there are two different actions, and that's enough. Or there's an acknowledgement there is a difference. The question is how much of a difference. Or, as we've pointed out, no, Rava agrees with Abaya's assessment of his circumstance. He just says the discrepancy of chiv and ptur is what matters, in which case there's no difference between shchutei chutz and shchutei pnim, and chatichas mechubar, and chatichas talish. A few other haros on this, and then I want to speak more about the kenena side, not according to the Rambam, but let's say according to other Rishonim. And then again, very quickly about mitzvos and shchita, misasik, in those areas, tomorrow. Hopefully we'll try to finish up. Okay.